The clerk in the tank involuntarily applauded. Becoming immediately sensible of the impropriety, he poked the fire and extinguished the last frail spark forever. "Let me hear another sound from you," said Scrooge, "and you'll keep your Christmas by losing your situation." "You're quite a powerful speaker, sir," he added, turning to his nephew. "I wonder that you don't go into Parliament." "Don't be angry, Uncle. Come, dine with us tomorrow." Scrooge said that he would see him. Yes, indeed he would. He went the whole length of the expression and said that he would see him in that extremity first. "But why?" cried Scrooge's nephew. "Why?"
"Why did you get married?" said Scrooge.
"Because I fell in love."
"Because you fell in love,"
growled Scrooge, as if that were the only one thing in the world more ridiculous than a Merry Christmas.
"Good afternoon."
"Nay, Uncle, but you never came to see me before that happened. Why give it as a reason for not coming now?"
"Good afternoon."
"I want nothing from you. I ask nothing of you. Why cannot we be friends?"
"Good afternoon."
"I am sorry, with all my heart, to find you so resolute. We have never had any quarrel to which I have been a party, but I have made the trial in homage to Christmas, and I'll keep my Christmas humor to the last. So a Merry Christmas, Uncle."
"Good afternoon," said Scrooge.
"And a Happy New Year."
"Good afternoon," said Scrooge.